High schools are putting on plays this time of year. Many do Broadway musicals like Grease or Rent. One public high school in New York City is doing something much more ambitious, an opera. High schools generally stay away from opera because the singing is considered too demanding for young voices. It's a risk worth taking at a school famous for its performing arts program. But Beth Ferdig of member station WNYC reports.
The Baroque opera Orfeo ed Euridice is based on the Greek myth about a poet whose love is challenged when he has to rescue his wife from the demons of the underworld, armed only with a musical instrument. For these opera students at LaGuardia High School for Music, Art, and the Performing Arts, the myth of Orpheus is a strangely appropriate choice. Staging an opera is certainly no walk through Hades, but it's nonetheless an incredible challenge when you're armed only with your own instrument, the still-developing teenage voice.
This is not your typical school class play. That's absolutely correct.
Andres Andrade is a professional opera singer and teacher who started this workshop a year and a half ago. He says the class meets 5 days a week.
It's opera. It's the real thing. It's lights, it's sets, it's costume, it's original language, it's with orchestra.
Of course, the students who are admitted to LaGuardia High School are drawn to all aspects of performance. This is the school that gained attention from the movie Fame. A walk through the hallways here sounds nothing like your typical high school. But Bernice Green Fleischer, the assistant principal for music, says the school never had a full-fledged opera program until she hired Andrade.
We have jazz singers, we have madrigal groups, we have choral singers, we have soloists who do, you know, essentially R&B. But there really was no venue for the child who had aspirations to be an opera singer. And in a school such as this, there has to be something for these kids.
About 30 kids turn out every day for the opera class. They had to audition to be accepted. They perform with a student orchestra. Every student sings in the chorus. The lead characters have been double or triple cast to give more students a chance to sing the challenging solos. 17-year-old Rachel Greenfield fell in love with opera in ninth grade. Teacher Andres Andrade says he's cautious when choosing material for his young singers. Opera usually isn't taught until the college level.
Because opera is very taxing on the voice. You know, and with this young voice, you have to be very, very careful. I always think from the viewpoint of a voice teacher.
Andrade spends the first semester coaching his students through arias and helping them learn how to sing in Italian, French, and German. For this year's performance, he chose Christoph Willibald von Gluck's 18th century opera about the myth of Orpheus because it's more appropriate for young voices.
Before the 19th century, there weren't so many demands on the extremes of the voice, meaning the highs or the lows, the louds or the softs. There were some, sure, you know, magic flute, for instance, would be totally unsuitable.
Andrade also sticks with juniors and seniors who have already taken 2 years of classical voice. Some came from musical families and couldn't wait to sign up. But many, like Elizabeth Ramjas and Lauren Franklin, admit they were a bit intimidated by opera.
I didn't like listening to it, and if I heard people singing it, I'd be like, why are you singing that? But then I'd go home and start singing it, so it'd be kind of like hypocritical. But like, I liked the way it fit my voice because it made me feel nice, so.
I saw it as a fat lady with horns until my mother took me the first time to see the Barbara Seville. And then I got to see it again when I came here because Mr. Andrade gave us tickets. I was so happy. But before I was like, you know, if I want to do opera, I have to wear horns on my head like a Viking and I have to gain a lot of weight.
The students say their perceptions have also changed because they're often given free tickets to Lincoln Center, which is just across the street. And they take their craft very seriously.
Allora,
17-year-old Miriam Drapkin plans to continue studying opera at Oberlin College next fall. Though she always knew she was musical, she says the gestures and staging she's had to master in this workshop are especially hard.
At first, like, I would have really hard times, you know, when I was supposed to be singing to this character and they'd be looking up at me really eagerly. I was like, wait, that's my friend Diana. Why is she looking at me like I'm a goddess? And it's like, oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, I liked that. Actually, could you put your hand here?
Staging coach Jennifer Griesbach is helping the students take on those extraordinary roles. She normally works with college and conservatory students.
The energy is really amazing when you can channel it, and the trick is to channel it.
La gelosia strugge di fora, ma pure sola ma fedeltà.
Kirsten Trachty and her classmates say they've found their musical niche. Rachel Greenfield believes all their hard work is paying off.
It's hard when you first start out because you're just starting to build your technique. And you're just starting to figure out what your voice does. Once you figure out what your voice does, then you can know what you're capable of, and then stuff becomes easier.
The Opera Workshop hopes to do more community outreach and fundraising. After all, the school is producing what it hopes will be the next generation of opera singers and audience members. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.